This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Donovan McNabb's call-in brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Not only is Donovan McNabb one of the greatest athletes in Philadelphia history, not only is the official quarterback of the WIP Afternoon Show, but now the official prognosticator, as we have seen and come to, we have seen the under center play action come to light. Joining us now, Donovan McNabb. Thank you for joining us once again, Donovan.
The Nostradamus has spoken. Yeah. I tried to tell you, but nobody really wanted to listen. It takes time, and nor are we there where we need to be. It was just a game. They played well. Obviously, people want to focus on the fact that, you know, A.J. Brown had 4 catches, 400-some yards. That's fine. It's still not where it needs to be, but it's a great sign.
Hell, we're not focusing on A.J. We're focusing on number one, on under center.
I don't know why you're focusing on number one. I mean, the whole thing
great.
Is you knew what number one can give you.
Okay.
The whole thing is, again.
Talk that talk.
I'm tired of everybody always focusing on the easy one to throw darts at. I mean, if you look at him statistically, he's putting up decent numbers and he's accurate and doing what he's supposed to do. It's about the play calling. I've seen a more aggressive attack by our play caller and being able to put guys in position. I told you, our best route runner is Devontae, which Devontae to me is our number one receiver. But we put everybody else in better positions so that we can push it downfield. I would love to see us be able to run the football more and also run the screen game with Saquon. I think that's the strength of his that people are overlooking. But I was pleased by what I seen with the ballot. I was pleased by what I seen by our quarterback having an opportunity just to relax and just play football. And I seen explosive plays. It's a great start.
So let's start with the passing game, because from a passing standpoint, it was definitely one of Jalen's better games in his career. What did you see from him that he did particularly well yesterday that allowed them to be more effective passing the ball than they've been all year?
Well, I mean, you can't get too much better by having a perfect passing rating.
Hold on. What you know about having a perfect passer rating? Oh, my bad. You did that too. You did that too. My bad.
A lot of things that people overlook, right? People overlook it a little bit. You know, the man had a perfect passing rate, so you might as well say that was his best performance of his career. But I seen him being efficient. I seen him going through his reads. I seen him realizing he had much more time than expected. That's why he sent A.J. Brown down to take it deep, which led to a touchdown. I seen him balance in the pocket. Now, was the timing crisp? No, it wasn't, but it was better. And it also it gave pause to calls a little bit for their defensive coordinator, which he has been doing a great job over there in Minnesota. So to be able to attack him and Brian Flores and also show him different things that I think he was questioning, it says a lot about our offense and the potential of what we can do.
So you mentioned the running game. Now, they ran it, but they still weren't running it particularly well, I think. So
Correct.
when you're watching their lack of success running the game, is that we saw some changes schematically in the passing game yesterday. Are there things that you're seeing in what they're doing schematically in the run game that can help them?
I'm seeing that we're missing blocks.
Yes.
I'm seeing that our offensive line is not as aggressive and being on point with putting a body on the body. And so it's not Saquon losing a step or anything like that. It's just not the same. And so we can make any excuse when it comes to the run game. At the end of the day, we got to establish the line of scrimmage with the offensive line and get push in order to open up running lanes for our running back.
Yeah, I just wonder if it's going to get better, because that's part of it, Five, is, you know, you actually have to have the ability to be a consistently good blocker. I know these guys are out there giving it their best, but I'm just wondering if a guy like Tyler Steen, and then you got some of our starters that are banged up, so you got guys going in there to play in their place, if they're good enough this year. Now, I guess they can get better, but I just wonder how much better are they going to get in order to get the running game going.
I mean, it's the same scheme as it was last year.
I agree.
You know what I mean? And we can say that, you know, teams are trying to defend the run to force Jalen to throw the ball. That's what most defensive coordinators do. But at some point, it becomes an attitude. Running game is the attitude, and that's from the five guys up front. There's a mentality of knowing your keys and knowing your reads and who are you supposed to climb up to if you're coming up on a shade or you're blocking the three techniques of the linebacker or you're pulling off to get to the number four defender, whatever it may be. It's not that Stoutland don't know how to coach a run game this year. It's not that our play caller hasn't been here to be able to call runs that we ran last year. It's the attitude up front. I mean, let's call it how we see it, Ike, really, for real. I mean, it's just like what we questioned about the passing game. It's somewhat of the same combinations and same reads that he had last year. It's just when they call the plays. And so now with the run game, when you call the run play, you got to block up who you got to block up.
Yeah, and you got to do it well. I agree.
Yeah.
Donovan, we actually saw a lot from Jalen, specifically in the first game, but at the beginning of the year and throughout his career, is the ability to keep the defense off balance by running the ball. He hasn't really done it at all over the last three or four games. Is that something you're seeing schematically that they're preventing him from doing? Is he injured? Like, is it a decision? When you're watching them play, are there opportunities you see for him to run and he's not doing it? Or why do you think he hasn't been as effective or even choosing to run the ball the way that he did at the beginning of the season?
Same question that I got asked in my, fourth or fifth year in the league. You're developing as a passer, and there's no reason to take off and run when you have blocking. You know, when you have the timing and being able to go through your reads and hit your check down, that's what a pocket passer does. Now, yeah, when you get some pressure and you got to move, he uses his legs the right way. But he's just not going to sit back and drop back and then take off. He's going through his reads, knowing he has time and being able to deliver the football. I mean, you got to give credit when credit is due. And I think a lot of times when you have mobile quarterbacks, fans just get so used to you running the football the first thing they say is, I wish he would just sit in the pocket and just throw. Now all of a sudden he's sitting in the pocket, the question comes up, well, when is he going to run? He just doesn't run anymore. It's being able to develop in an offense and be able to sit in the pocket knowing you have time and go through your reads correctly and get the ball to the open guy. Sometimes it may end up being an 8-yard completion to Dallas Goedert or possibly to Saquon. It might be a shot play like they had with AJ when he has time, send him downfield. It could be the deep ball that we connected on to Devontae. Now, that took some time. That wasn't something that was just five-step balls gone. He may have hitched two or three times to get it out there to Devontae.
But you would say, forgetting about running when there is pressure, you would say, though, that in the NFL, at least now, a lot of the top quarterbacks do run more often as a part of the offense. And when you do it, you do give the defense something else to think about. So
correct.
Like, even if he is a better pocket passer, which we all wanted to see, his ability to run is an advantage if they do it. So I guess the question is more, why is that not there? Is it a decision or is the defense limiting him?
Well, I mean, they do run read options. And so when you run the read option, you read your keys. If it's number four at the end of the line, it could be number six, whatever it may be. Yet the read option with him and Saquon is still available. So he's going to run the football. But in the passing game, that's a lot different. Now, I mean, nobody says Matthew Stafford is a scrambling quarterback. He'll sit in the pocket, but he'll take off and go, which it may look bad. But he still takes off and go if say, we can't block number four. Or somebody peels off of a blocker, whatever it may be. You utilize your athletic ability and your ability and awareness to be able to pick up as many yards as you can to keep the chains moving. I think the whole thing for Jalen at this particular point, he's understanding the concepts and what he's seeing. He's recognizing the front end coverage, know when he's protected or when he's not protected. And you may not see him run as much, but believe me, when the time comes, he'll tuck it away and run.
Listen, he played a perfect game yesterday.
Absolutely.
Only the third time in franchise history, I believe, it was a perfect game. He joined yourself and Nick Foles. Nick Foles, I think it was the 7-touchdown game that he had a perfect quarterback rating. I was joking with you earlier. Do you remember which game it was that you had the perfect quarterback rating in? What game was that?
Absolutely not. You know, I got on pay attention to this. hey,
he said, I couldn't absolutely
even say.
Not.
I thought you was joking at first.
No,
like,
you
did
it. No, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Man,
so it was
07.
Yeah, it was September 23rd, 07, and you did have a nearly perfect game on October 11th, 09, where your quarterback rating was 157.2.
You did it in the Delaware-looking jerseys.
Oh, was it the Detroit game?
The Kevin Curtis game.
Yeah,
the
throwback jerseys, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The worst uniforms in franchise history.
They were bad.
Yeah, the worst uniforms in franchise history, for sure.
We didn't get a chance to wear Kelly Green. At least I didn't.
No. I know. And I didn't even get a chance to wear that one, the yellow and blue ones. I missed that one.
Yeah, the Rams jerseys.
Yeah. You was in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, well, I just retired. I retired that year. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
missed out
okay.
on the 75th yeah, anniversary so. Team. Yeah, but I ain't bitter.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So I'm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah.
2033 is not that far away.
I missed out on the 75th anniversary team, but I ain't bitter.
Well, a certain movie came out right around that time.
Hey, we still got love, baby. We still got love.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I had to go up the road to Washington. They got me out of there, so you know that's a whole different story.
Donovan, it was a tough game to figure for the defense. Now they were tight in the red zone. Only gave up a bunch of field goals, but gave up a lot of yards. What do you see from the defense yesterday?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm a little worried, to be honest with you. You know, I know Jalen Carter was back, and we can look at it in a sense that they gave up a lot of yards, but it's hot, and it's the plays and how it happened. You know, we play against maybe a Rams team, and all of a sudden that's a different outcome. We play against teams that can move the ball and push it downfield with completions, you know, because really, to be honest, I mean, Carson missed a few guys that were open. And so I know we got some injuries in our secondary. I know it was a lot of mistakes, and I can kind of speak to that at the defense.
Yeah.
But just from watching it, there were just entirely too many mistakes. And just miss keys and miss reads on the defensive side that it could have been more explosive plays. But, you know, hey, it's a bend but don't break kind of a defense. And I've always kind of thought that Vic Fangio's defense was more of that because it's not so much about pressure and playing man. He's a zone coverage kind of a coach and it's kind of keep everything in front of you mentality to me, if you ask me.
So, Donovan, we've had a lot of, you know, this conversation's been very friendly, but at this point we have to ask you something difficult because I don't think of Donovan McNabb, you know, hot take artist or whatever, but when I saw you with Kay Adams last week saying that you thought right. Dak Prescott is the league MVP, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
He's playing well, but they're 3-3.
Okay.
And well, I mean, how is he the league over MVP over Baker? Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Are we going by the win? Are we going by the team that's winning the most? Or are we going by the one who's playing the best?
Who's playing better and winning more than Baker Mayfield at this point?
Okay, are we going by who had to bring them back at the end to win? Because I said Baker Mayfield was number two to me.
I know, number two, though.
Did you see Dak Prescott against the Commanders?
I did. He's playing great.
Okay.
He's playing great, but the MVP can't be on a 500 team.
Did you know that he hasn't had the same offensive line almost in every game that he's the combination in every game pretty much?
That's okay. Baker's been without his best receiver all year.
Yeah, but we can also say Azabuka is pretty good.
But they did it without him too. Come on, man. Dak, they were 2-3 when you said it.
I understand you got your Philly underwear on.
He's got his Tampa Bay underwear.
Yeah, I got my Baker underwear
on. But also, too, who I'm added into that, I added Sam Darnold and added Daniel Jones, mentioned him, and Jonathan Taylor. And then I said a dark horse right now that needs some love is Drake May. And so and to be honest with you, nobody cares about midseason grades. Everybody just focuses on at the end of the semester what that looks like. So, I mean, I just felt like Dak Prescott, a guy that everybody seems to want to talk bad about because they are the Cowboys, needs a little bit of love and attention because he has been playing great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Ooh, man, that's over with.
Still can't be 2-3 winning MVP. All right, Donovan. Appreciate you as always. Big game against the Giants on Sunday going into the bye. And an opportunity to get a little revenge going to the bye 6-2. So we look forward to talking to you next week at the same time. Thanks as always, Donovan.
That's my quarterback.
Yes, sir.
All right, Donovan. So I just got a note from Jocelyn.
Uh-oh.
Now, Ike, this is a very important note that she gave it to me, but it's really about you.
Okay.
Bam from Upper Darby wants to buy you a stateside for your birthday.
Okay.
All right. Will you take it?
Of course.
All right. Okay.
Good news.
All right.
Well, is he here?
I don't know. Is Bam here? He is not.
Yeah, I couldn't see him.
Wow. Jack, enough. You don't have to do that every time.
Such an idiot.
Yeah, I know. Just unreal. Seriously, Jack. Well, thank you, Bam, from Upper Darby.
Oh, of course. Do I need it? Yeah.
Team guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
When do I need it? Do I need it after the show?
I don't know. I'm not your boss. Do whatever you want.
You got a shotgun one right now.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more, now through Saturday, in-store only. Who is the second-best team in the NFC East is the Twitter poll question. Do you have a thing we have to do in the middle?
Yep.
Oh, my bad. We'll get to that in a second. Go ahead.
Hey, let's talk about my friends at Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are celebrating their 44th anniversary with a once-in-a-lifetime sale. Get a head start on holiday shopping with this one-time sale. Shop diamond jewelry, engagement rings, bracelets, earrings, and more, all at 30 to 70% off. That's right. I said 30 to 70% off. This sale is an in-store only at Mark's Jewelers locations in Montgomeryville, PA, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. So hurry over now through Saturday. That's this Saturday for this amazing sale. And tell them Ike Reese sent you.
All right. Sorry. That was on me. I got a little distracted by Donovan saying that Baker's not the MVP right now. The Twitter question, I mean, it's Baker right now. They don't award it right now. It's not Dak, especially when they're 2-3-1, buddy. I know they're 3-3 now.
Donovan did say, is it about quarterback wins or he's playing the position the best? And I thought that was an interesting quote as well.
It is an interesting statement.
Yeah.
So the question, who is the second best team in the NFC East? Ike, what is your position and what do you think the poll says?
Should say the Cowboys.
It does.
I'm going Cowboys.
Yeah, 74% the Cowboys.
Dude, let me tell you.
Yeah.
The next time we play them, if this defense still playing like this.
Oh, we're going to give up 50
we
points.
40 easily.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Are the Commanders the worst team in the division?
No, the Giants are.
Yeah, the Giants still probably are.
Yeah. The Giants still – look,
they're tough, though. Like
they're scrappy right now.
They're scrappy.
Yeah. They got a little newfound energy, but that's going to wear off after Sunday.
Yep.
When we put boots to asses.
And I still think
– we'll see.
I still think Dart's going to get hurt at some point. The kid gets ragdolled 5 times a game. The Giants, have a little jolt now. I don't think I think it's definitely the Cowboys at this point. That offense is humming at
the defense still stinks, but that offense, now they got CeeDee Lamb back. Are you kidding? Dude, CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, you see both of those dudes out there yesterday?
Yeah, that's and 44 points.
I mean,
they should trade for an edge. They should. They should go. I mean, they could do something this year.
What if they trade for Trey Hendrickson? Well, the Bengals aren't trading him, I don't think, at this
point. No, I think the Bengals may still be in it.
Yeah, they are. They're 3-4, game and a half.
Hey, man, you don't do anything. Hey, man, you're still in it.
That sounds so exciting.
Well, you know, that Bengals-Eagles Super Bowl.
Yeah, yes. One day.
It happened 1 year.
One day. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Going to be honest, actually expected a lot more hate from the Jalen derangement syndrome.
The lines are open.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing toward me.
Even, Spike, we won't even push back.
Well, that's a lie. If they go too far.
I was going to say.
Just letting them in.
Yeah.
Did I make the mistake of complimenting him too much at the beginning of the show?
Yeah, I think you disarmed everybody.
I didn't mean to do that.
No,
I was just being honest. I call him like I see him.
Yeah, you're being honest. And he played a great game yesterday. And if you're not coming on minimizing how he played.
No.
Or what have you, then – the pro Jalen people aren't going to be upset with you.
Yeah.
They're still watching you.
Oh, they're an eye on it. I understand. Spotlight's there. He played great yesterday.
All right. He played great yesterday. You got to keep doing it.
215-592-9494. We will hear next what Jalen had to say after the game. Apparently, he what's that?
His last, you know, he's climbing the charts.
In what chart?
All those passing rankings and all that.
Well, oh, yeah, we'll see.
Now. He's closer to 10 now than 15 and 20.
I thought we're not talking about the quarterback.
No, I'm just rankings. Saying. We made a
show decision.
Not rankings. I'm just saying, like, the where he ranks at with the passing yards per game,
yeah.
QBR, all that type of stuff. He's moving up the chart a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm looking at those passing yards per game. Up to 214.
Wow. Oh, and what you wanted 2.25.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wanted 2.25.
We're heading that way.
Yeah, don't jinx it.
I'm not. I just wanted to make sure it's over 200 now.
Don't you? Well, that's big. Yes. Now, two of them came in the last 2 weeks, even before this, were 280 and something like that, right?
Yeah.
All right. And we will hear what Jalen had to say coming
up
next.
Makes up for those 99-yard days.
Yes. 215. Look, as long as they win, but that's all I care about. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickie's Pizza in South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. That is Chickie's and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.